You are listening to WDOT Fort Washington, and it is rivalry night here at Schreiber High School. I'm Matt Levine alongside my partner, Dylan Spilko. A terrific basketball game for you tonight. It's the young Fort Washington Vikings at 2-3, coming off two phenomenal wins, and the Baldwin Bruins at 0-1. Last year, Baldwin beat Fort Washington in the semifinals after Port missed the game-winning shot attempt taken by Nassau Player of the Year and former Viking star Xavier Merriweather. And now we will go to Dylan with tonight's keys to the game.
Tonight, Fort Washington has to contain senior forward Lucien Selin, standing at 6'6". Selin was named a Newsday Top 25 Long Island player to watch this season. Every game this season, Port has forced the opponent's star player to struggle. Coming off two straight wins against Massapequa and West Hempstead, the Vikings have a lot of momentum coming into this contest. We should continue to do what they have done the last 2 years. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're just moments away from kicking things off here. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. For Baldwin, it's the talented starting five. Number 3, Rajon Blackwell. Number 10, Jordan Jackson. Number 12, Sagan Green. Number 21, Marcus Jasmine. And number 23, Nassim Selin.
And now for the Vikings, the senior guards, Connor Shanahan and Jack Stolberg, handling the backcourt duty. At the 3 for Port, it is Joe Malconian. Down low for the Vikings is big man Garrett Ressa. And rounding out the starting five is 6'8" center Daniel Nash. And we will be right back here with tip-off in just a little bit.
Welcome to Schreiber High School for today's match. The Vikings are playing against the Baldwin Bruins at home. We are just moments away from tipping off here. Port in their white jerseys and Baldwin in their gold jerseys. Dana Josh and Jasmine to tip it off to start the game. Refs give the green light, and here comes the tip-off to start today's game. The tip is up, and it's hit by Baldwin controls by Selin on the offensive side of the ball. Blackwell on top. Blackwell drives out of the opponent. He has a lane, drives, guarded by Dana, kick out to nobody, and will be turned on Blackwell.
Good defense early on from the Vikings, forcing a turnover quickly in this game. Just 13 seconds in, and the Vikings will need to do that to continue and hopefully win this game.
Marconi with the ball. Then by Jackson at the top. Lost his own pass, finds Stolper on the left side. Stolper, don't block Blackwell. Now to the right side to Ressa. Guarded by Jackson. Ressa gives it to Shanahan, and Zeke now kick out to Marconi. Stolberg gets it to Malconi, drives baseline, finds Ressa in deep, it's a right handed layup, no good, rebound to Malconi, puts a layup up, brick shot, rebound to Jackson, brings it up for a fast break. Selin cannot control the pass for Jackson, and another throw for the Bruins, and the Vikings ball into their own basket.
A lucky break for the Vikings as they had three opportunities down low on that last possession and could not hit, with another quick turnover.
The 7 minutes remaining here in the first. No points scored. Ressa on the baseline. Driving on Jasmine. Jasmine with the block. Taken away by the Bruins. And here comes Selin driving on Shanahan. He goes in and there's a foul on the floor on number 21, Connor Shanahan. His first foul of the game. The Bruins maintain the ball on the outside at midcourt. It's his first foul. And Selin will inbound. Blackwell to bring it up, guarded by Nalconian. Scoreless game here, 6:45 left. Blackwell drops it off to Jackson at the top. He looks to drive on Stolper, kicks it out to Selin has the ball, drops it on top to Jackson. Guarded by He puts up a 3 off the rim, no good. Rebound down the way. Ground by Jackson. He puts up a shot right away and it's good.
That's a good offensive rebound. The offensive rebound from the Bruins.
Jack Stolper brings up the ball, goes a little behind the back. He tried to avoid the press and Port got by, but Stolper tried to find Ressa in deep and it's a turnover for Fort Washington.
Port is going to need to do a very good job of the press break as Baldwin likes to do that full court press the entire game, and we'll see with the stamina of the Vikings if they can handle it.
Jackson with the ball up top. Stolper guarding him, kicks it out to the right side of the scene. He pulls up for a short range. Drop, and he gets a rebound to Stranger. Shanahan looking off the pace, drives his back, Tony wide open on the left side, puts up a layup, and it's fouled on the play. Basket is no good, and he will go to the line and shoot two.
Good offense by Malconian, going up strong to the basket with his body. He wasn't afraid to get hit on that one, and he got hit. And now he'll go to the line for two.
Fouls on the center, Marcus Jasmine is first of the game, and Joe Malconian will look to score Port's first points of the game. Malconian's first attempt from the line.
He's good.
The score is 2-1. 5:47 remaining here in the first quarter. Malconian's second attempt from the line coming up. He's been a very solid player for them this year. He's really stepped up in the role. Malconian is first up from the line. Back to bring up the ball. Guarded by Malconian. Drives it. Finds Celine and guarded by Jack, puts up a layup and
it's good. That's a great pass and an even better finish with the pump fake, getting past the jump and doing the little floater in the paint.
Baldwin is working with the full court press here, and the inbound was to Shanahan, and he was fouled on the play by Celine. Press going on here by Baldwin. As Malconian picks the ball wide open, so far from the free throw line, looks for another pass, nowhere near resting. He tried to find the in deep right below the basket, but the pass went right through everybody and out of bounds. Jackson on the left side. Rebound to Jasmine, puts up a layup, no good. Rebound to Jasmine. Shanahan up in the face of the court. He's at the top. He drives, pulls up, off the back rim, bounces around a little, and a friendly bounce up.
Very friendly in the home basket for the honor Shanahan.
Blackwell with the ball. Drops into Jackson. Goes to the hole! Jackson sets a pick. Celine puts up a shot. No good. Air ball. And it'll be four fouls. There's two bad missed shots by Celine early on. The star player for this team with very bad attempts.
Get in the hole! Get in the hole!
4:41 left. 4:4 in the first game. Court beats the press. Malconian finds Dashing to the other side of the court. Throws it back up to Shanahan up top. He has spoken. Now he's got Russ on the far side. He gives it up top to Malconian, a dangerous pass. Malconian is good. Russ at the free throw line finds a wide open Shanahan for three. No good. Rebound fought for, grabbed by Celine. He pushes the ball up to the 12 and room. Jackson on the left side. Trying to find Celine in deep, and Celine is fouled on the play.
I don't like that call at all. I think Russo was very aggressive there with the defense. Maybe he caught a little bit of the body. I'll call him for a reaching foul.
First Viking second.
Sounds like Garrett Russo incoming. Baldwin's basket. He finds Jackson up top. Blackwell to the right side. Jackson sets a pick. Gives the lane for Blackwell to put up a shot. No good. Rebound. Russell wide open, but now he finds Shanahan on the right side.
If you leave Shanahan open, he will make you pay. Another great three-pointer from the prolific shooter.
Blackwell up top of the game. He finds Celine. Russ a foul on him. And Celine shot air ball again. Offensive rebound by the Bruins, and now Jackson contains the ball at the free throw line. The shot is no good, off the board, rebound fought for by Jackson, now grabbed by Shanahan.
Great rebound from the big man Jackson.
Looking to up the pace from Malconian, no good on the layup. And Blackwell brings the ball back up to the Bruins. Blackwell drives left on Malconian, goes to the layup, swatted away by Jackson.
A phenomenal rejection from big man Daniel Dash after a phenomenal rebound. Backs it up with a nice block.
Shanahan just throws it down the court. Looks for Daly on the right side. Works his way back to the middle and finds the rest on the right side. He tries to find Daly in deep. The pass is tipped and it'll be Port Washington ball under the Bruins basket with 2:54 remaining. Port maintains a 7-4 lead. And Connor Shanahan inbound for the Bruins, for the Vikings. Shanahan looking for a pass, finds Dashing deep. He drives, finds Ressa inside. Excellent pass for the game. Ressa for two.
dishing and swishing, as Clyde would say, for the New York Knicks. A great dish from Dash to Russell. Two on one. Now Cody with an excellent big pass and an easy layup. Almost uncontested right off the bat. The full court press is really hurting the
front rim, no good. Rebound to Jasmine. Guarded by Dash. Layup put up by Jasmine. Fouled on the play by Dash. And he will go to the line and shoot two. Just under 2 minutes remaining.
Well, we have some quick substitutions right now for both teams. It looks like as the Vikings lead by 5 with just over 2 minutes to play in the first quarter.
Four ball being number 20. Trey Riggins comes in. Number 12. Trey Riggins comes out to Port Washington. And Spear checks in as well as John Bean. He's second step of the line. He's back to the first line. This one falls as well. Court leads 11-8. 2 minutes remaining. John Bean is in the opposite side of Montgomery to beat the press. Spear on the left wing. He drives, looks for a pass. And Ben Spear with a travel on the play. He's been doing that a lot recently. It seems as though every time he touches the ball, he's either traveling or shooting.
A little jittery from Junior Spear. He needs to settle down a little bit.
The ball's on John Bennett. They have John Shanahan into the paint. Layup, no good. Another rebound to Jasmine. Rebound fought for, and the ball is out on the high post. It's out on the ball. The Bruins ball. Uncle Fort's basket with 141 left.
Real weak, Marcus!
Celine to inbound. He finds Jackson on the right side, guarded by Jalen. Reaches to the top, swings it to the left side to Blackwell, back to the right side to Celine. Looks to drive by Russell, loses control of the ball, and the ball is off the field behind him.
Another great defensive effort from Russell. We saw it all last game against West Hempstead. He was phenomenal on the defensive side, and he continues that right now.
Number 40, Kamani Jones checks in from the Baldwin Bruins. Now comes Jackson. Shanahan calls up the play for the Vikings with just under a minute and a half remaining. Shanahan drives right on Celine. He gets double teamed in the corner. He finds Russell on the right wing. He fakes a pass, drives on Jasmine, kicks it out to Spear, fakes a pass, right at the top, finds Russell back on the right side. Dribble towards the middle, finds Daly at the free throw line, lost control of it. The ball is fought for on the right wing by Blackwell and Shanahan. And the ball will be Vikings ball because Blackwell maintained possession outside of the line. Shanahan's inbounds here. Well, by Celine. With just over a minute remaining. Court leads 11-8. Shanahan lobs it into Spear. He lines up from three. The three-pointer's no good. Rebound. Big bounce, but corralled by number 20. Trey Riggins has the ball lost, and Russell takes it away. Goes up for the layup, no good. And there's a foul on the play. The foul will be on Garrett Russell.
Fouls on Garrett Russell's second.
That's the second foul.
A little bit aggressive there. He had a steal and went up for the layup, and when he missed, he was very frustrated and came back and fouled. All the way.
Wide open, pulls up from three off the front rim, no good. Rebound fought for by Shanahan and Corral. Shanahan looks to slow it down. 10 seconds in between the shot clock and the game clock. Shanahan finds Dash and Z. He looks to go in the post on Jasmine, but kicks it out to Johnny Bellini. He drives, finds Dash and Z for the nice pass. Goes for the layup, and it's knocked away. Oh, a crazy pass by number 40. Kamani Jones. He had plenty of time there to bring the ball out. He thought he was leading Blackwell up the court, but Blackwell didn't even move.
Oh, miscommunication from the teammates right there. And it'll be Vikings ball. 3-point lead with just 23 seconds left in the quarter.
Court would look to hold this for the last possession here. As Kyle Shanahan breaks the ball, guarded by Jones. Goes behind the back, and the foul is called on Jones. A push-up.
As they look to score on this last possession of the quarter.
Daly inbounds at half court to Shanahan.
12 seconds remaining. Shot clock turned off.
He pulls up from three with plenty of time remaining. Off the front rim, no good. Slams the ball with 5 seconds remaining. He drives it to the rim. It's stopped around the perimeter. Puts up a crazy shot at the end of the half. Buzzer beater is good. Double team fade away. The scene Saloon for three at the buzzer. That tries to come up with 11. Fort Washington Vikings 11. Baldwin Bruins 11. And we will be right back with you for more Vikings basketball with the second quarter.
We are back here live from Shriver High School. Tied at 11, the Vikings will inbound for the second quarter. And Spear on the right wing. He will drive to the top of the key. Looks for Bellini. Pass is picked off. Called for a foul. Is Rajon Blackwell with the reach in. 7:52 left. We just get underway in the second quarter. Bellini will inbound to Shanahan. Shanahan is guarded by Kamani Jones. And Spear on the right wing. Dribble to the top of the key, picks up a dribble, gets it to Gazz on the right wing. Gazz looks for the pass, the backdoor cut by Shanahan, he scores at the lane.
Looks for Forrest to do that a lot more often this quarter, driving into the lane and getting easy baskets.
And Blackwell is guarded by the leader. Screen from number 20, Trey Riggins. And for three, Jones in the corner, no good. Rebounded by Spear. Outlet pass to Bellini the other way. In the corner, Daly. Drives into the lane. He is blocked away. Saleem regains it. And he's back the other way for Baldwin. Outlet pass to Jones in the corner again. He hits from three. 7:10 left in the second quarter. Baldwin takes the lead for the first time all game. 14-13 in favor of the Bruins. Bellini brings the press for the Vikings, and Daly will have it at the top of the key. Pass to Shanahan in the corner. Jab step, drives baseline. And number three again, Rajon Blackwell is called for the reach-in foul.
A decent start to this quarter by Fort Washington. They didn't do a lot of driving into the paint in the first quarter, and they're usually very successful when they're able to find the open net and scoring easy layups, especially against this much taller Baldwin team.
And for the Bruins, Jaden McKenzie will check in for Blackwell. He's already in foul trouble, and Malconian will come back in for Daly for the Vikings. Cross-court pass into the corner, Bellini for three. No good off the front rim. Rebounded by number 20, Trey Riggins. Back the other way, Saleem. He drives, dishes it out to Jones. And Connor Shanahan is called for a foul. The refs really liking the whistle right now early on in the second quarter.
Yeah, they're calling a lot early in this game, so it would be wise before Washington get their star players out of foul trouble. You don't want Connor Shanahan in foul trouble, and especially you don't want Daniel Dash with the height difference.
And Saleem will inbound to number 5, McKenzie, the new point guard. And Jones is guarded by Shanahan at the top. Swings it around to the left side to Saleem. He drives on Malconian, pulls it back out. A floater spin move, and he is hacked by Daniel Dash.
You cannot let Saleem get into the paint like that. He is very deadly from inside the arc. And do not want to get any uncontested shots. So that I think that's a good foul on Joe Malconian there. You don't want any easy shots from Baldwin in the second quarter.
Saleem will go to the stripe, and his first shot looks good. 15-13 lead. Saleem, obviously a number top 10 player in Long Island, as we stated earlier. And his second shot is in, and it goes in off the front iron. 16-13 lead for the Bruins. And Shanahan will inbound. It's stolen away by Jones. Saleem gets it. Spin move in the paint. No good on the lay-in. And it's rebounded by Riggins, who puts it back up for the basket. 18-13 lead for the Bruins. And Malconian will get the pass from Bellini. He will break the press. And Saleem is called for a reach-in foul. He does not like it. Pulls up his shirt over his head and doesn't like it at all. Almost showing up the ref on that play. And number 15, Manigault, will come in for Saleem, the star player. Eric Manigault, just a junior. Small player standing at 5'8". Checking in for the 6'6 senior.
Full court press is working for Baldwin now. He's just going to get the ball and heading over 2 points.
Shanahan fishes it in to Spear. Into the paint to Dash. No good. Blocked away by Riggins. And McKenzie will bring it up. Back the other way. And number 20, Jones. Number 40, excuse me, Jones. No good on the three. Rebounded by Jasmine. McKenzie will drive. Pulls it back out. Resets the offense. He drives, passes to Jones on the right wing. Jasmine at the elbow. Jab step, drive, pulls up from the baseline. No good. Rebounded by Spear. Outlet pass to Malconian the other way. Malconian will slow it down. Spear on the left wing. He will drive. And his pass is picked off but regained by Spear. Shanahan on the right wing. Dribbles in, shoots. Air ball badly. Rebound by Manigault, but tipped out of bounds by himself. And it will be Viking ball with 5.5 left in the quarter.
They're taking a lot of unnecessary outside shots right now. They need to score inside the paint a little more if they want to climb back into this game. It's only a 5-point deficit now, but this Baldwin team can string together a lot of points because they're great outside shooters, and they can easily drive in the lane to extend their lead.
And the refs having a little bit of a discussion with the score table right now. We'll see what they call. I believe everything will stay the same. It is 18-13 Bruins with 5.5 left in the second quarter, and Shanahan will inbound under the basket with 21 on the shot clock. Spear on the baseline. He makes it. He banks it home for the Vikings. And it's 18-15. Spear with his first bucket of the game. And McKenzie back there. Jasmine with the screen at the top. McKenzie from the elbow. Fake shot. Dishes it to Jones. Into the paint to Riggins. Riggins is rejected by Dash, but he can't believe that he is called for a foul. He cannot believe that one, as she is in awe right now, and so is Coach Dooley of the Vikings.
They're calling Daniel Dash for a push-off there. I didn't really see it there. He went straight up, got all ball, rejected that ball into another area code, and now they're going to go to the line to shoot, too. I don't agree with that call, and you especially don't want Daniel Dash in foul trouble, as I mentioned before.
And now at the line, number 20, Trey Riggins, the center junior. His first shot is up, and it's good. And it's 19-15 now. Baldwin is in the bonus, and checking in for the Vikings is Matt Schmitz in for Daniel Dash, as he is in foul trouble, as Dylan stated earlier. And that is not someone you want in foul trouble, because he is the solid front of their defense right now. And Riggins from the line again. In, off the backboard, and it goes in again. And it's 20-15 Bruins, 5-point lead right now with almost 5 minutes left in the quarter. And the Vikings will break the press. Shanahan will come across, passes the Spear on the right wing across that court. 25 up on the shot clock. Cross court pass to Bellini. Latoni on the left wing. Schmitz at the top of the key. He drives and passes it out to Shanahan on the left wing. Pass into the post to Schmitz, to Bellini. Back down low to Spear and a dish to Bellini. Top of the key, Schmitz for three. No good. Almost rebounded by the Vikings, but taken away by Jasmine, who passes to Manigault. Outlet pass. McKenzie in the corner. Jasmine, top of the key. Jab step, shot for two. He can't hit. And rebound by Manigault, wide open. He almost travels, but no call. Passes to McKenzie. Back to Manigault, and they play a little cash. McKenzie will have it back. Resetting the offense. 25 left on the shot clock. Screen by Jasmine. McKenzie drives. Out to Jones in the corner. He drives. And then back to McKenzie in the corner. Jones, top of the key. Behind the back dribble. Back to McKenzie on the right wing. Screen by Jones. McKenzie bounce pass to Manigault. Manigault will drive. Spin move in the paint. Floater, no good. Rebounded by himself. Out to Jones for three. And he can't hit. Rebounded by the Baldwin Bruins. And Manigault with another offensive rebound. And the Baldwin Bruins will reset. Phenomenal rebounding from the Bruins right now. McKenzie at the top. Screen by Jasmine. He goes the other way. Manigault in the corner drives. Jasmine top. He puts one bounce on the floor. Picks it up. Passes to Manigault. Manigault resets. Passes to McKenzie on the right. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. He loses the defender. He drives. Puts up a shot off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Malconian. It is one-on-one the other way. And a blocking foul is called. No basket. A blocking foul on Eric Manigault. And the Baldwin Bruins cannot believe it. They thought he for sure drew a charge. Dylan, what are your thoughts?
Backtracking a little to that two-minute offensive possession for the Bruins. Extremely lucky to come away with letting up no points there as the Bruins barrage the boards. Grabbed every single rebound in sight, and it's a good thing for Fort to get Marissa back in the game now to try to salvage some rebounds before Washington as Joe Malconian goes to the line.
Malconian sinks his first shot, and we have some substitutions for the Vikings as Bellini and Spear will take a seat, and Ressa and Daly will come back in. And the Vikings roll with the same seven that they have been all year. And right now we have Shanahan, Schmitz, Malconian, Ressa, and Daly. Malconian at the line, 20-16 Bruins. His second shot is good, and now he is 2-for-2 from the line once again. McKenzie the other way. Going to guarded by Melkonian. Screen by Jasmine on the left. McKenzie drives, looks for the pick and roll. Pass is tipped away by Ressa. And Baldwin will maintain possession. 23 on the shot clock left. A 3-point lead with 3:11 left. Manigault will inbound. Guarded by Daly. And he finds McKenzie out of bounds. Turnover for the Bruins.
Good job on the line by Daly to force that turnover from McKenzie.
And Daly will inbound it here for the Vikings. He'll find Shanahan. No press for the Bruins right now with just over 3 left to play in the half. And the pass from Shanahan is picked away by Manigault. Manigault passed to McKenzie. McKenzie to Trey Riggins. No good. He is called for the foul. The foul is on a Vikings player, I believe. It was on number 14, Melkonian. Excuse me, no. It will be on. The ref signals 2-3, which is Mark Daly. At first, the ref signaled number 20 for the Vikings, which is non-existent right now. And that foul is on Mark Daly, and Riggins will go to the line.
Trey Riggins threw himself into the lane on that one, forcefully drawing a foul on the Vikings as he misses his first attempt on the line.
And number 12, Sagan Green, will check back in for Jasmine. 20-17 lead for the Bruins. Just under 3 minutes to play in the half. Riggins at the line, shooting his second shot. It's up, and it is no good off the left rim. The rebound is tipped away, and the Vikings corral it. Shanahan the other way, top of the key. Bounce pass is picked away, and it is called a kickball violation on number 40, Connie Jones, the sophomore.
Shanahan's got to stay away from the turnovers, excuse me, Matt. Shanahan making a lot of unnecessary passes that leads a lot of tip passes by Bruins.
And Shanahan on the right wing pulls up from three. He cannot connect. Rebounding. And it's stolen away by Mark Daly, who puts in a nice reverse lay.
Great double team by Matt Smith and Mark Daly there to salvage an easy 2 points in the fourth quarter within one.
And McKenzie bring it back up. 20-19 Bruins. He will drive. Up and under move, no good. Rebound by Riggins, who puts it back up for the lay-in. 22-19 with 2:25 left to play in the half. Daly will pass to Shanahan. Shanahan fake pass. He finds Schmitz wide open on the other side. Schmitz to Melkonian, top of the key. Melkonian fakes the three. Daly on the right. Daly will bring it to the top. Pass down low. And the pass is stolen away by the Bruins. And it's tipped out. Out of bounds by Shanahan, Bruins basketball, a reset shot clock, 2:09 left, 22-19.
Not a great decision here with very little time left for the Vikings. Russell with the pass nowhere near to Melkonian inside.
And McKenzie will bring it back up. Spin move, guarded by Melkonian. He drives, behind the back dribbling, good dribble move from McKenzie, the point guard. And the screen by Riggins. And McKenzie passes it out to Jones on the left wing. He drives into the paint. Floater, hook, no good. Rebounded by Shanahan the other way. Fast break, 2-on-2. Behind the back dish from Shanahan to Ressa. And Ressa finishes. A phenomenal pass from the point guard Shanahan behind the back. Back the other way, Jones on the left. Guarded by Shanahan. And Manigault will reset with 23 left. 22-21 in favor of the Bruins with 1:21 left to play. Manigault will dish it out to McKenzie. McKenzie will drive, pulls it back out at the elbow, and Jones will get it in the corner. Jones drives, pulls up from the left elbow. He can't hit off the back iron. Rebounded by Daly the other way. Finds Melkonian in the right corner. Melkonian's pass out to Shanahan. Shanahan pulls up from the left wing three. He hits the three. A big three-pointer giving the Vikings the lead. Timeout is called by head coach Trey Burton. Off the ball, Wayne Bruins. 24-22 lead for the Vikings with just under a minute to play. We'll be right back with the rest of the first half. And out of the break, Baldwin will get the ball with just under a minute to play. They are down by two after a huge three by Shanahan, giving them the lead 24-22. And McKenzie the other way. He will drive and give it to number 32, Peter Bateman. Bateman to Manigault. And Jasmine in the post on Spear. The jump hook, no good. Rebounded by Daly again the other way for the Vikings with 35 seconds left. Melkonian in the corner, pulls up from three. It's short, rebounded by Spear. One dribble in the post. And Melkonian regains at the top. He drives, and he is called A timeout is called by the Port Washington Vikings with 24.3 left. Vikings lead 24-22. The shot clock is turned off. And Dylan, what do you expect to see out of this timeout for the Vikings?
In the last 2 minutes, you've seen sharpshooter Connor Shanahan take over this game offensively for the Vikings. I fully assume this play is either going to go to him or it's going to be a play Washington player will be driving inside the paint. However, Connor Shanahan is the hottest shooter right now for the Vikings, and you expect the ball to go to him with no shot clock remaining here in the first half.
And I do expect the same thing as you. Shanahan should get the basketball, and he should put up a big shot with time winding down. In the first quarter, though, Shanahan did have the ball and pulled up with about 8 seconds left, which was not necessary as they had the rest of the quarter to shoot. So we'll see if Shanahan will waste the 24 seconds that the Vikings have. And checking in for the Bruins is number 10, Jordan Jackson, once again. He will come in for the point guard, Jaden McKenzie. And the Vikings will inbound from under their own basket. Shot clock is off, as we said, 24-22. The Vikings lead 24.3 seconds. Shanahan will inbound. Finds Mark Daly in the corner. Daly will bring it right back out to the top. The Vikings want to stay out of that corner. 18 seconds left. Shanahan with the ball on the left. Shanahan drives. And he pulls it back out. Cross-court pass to Malconian. Malconian dish is stolen away by the Bruins. Number 12, Sagan Green, 5 seconds left. Jackson, a cross-court pass to Bateman. Bateman pulls up from three, and he cannot connect at the buzzer. And the Vikings go into the half, 24-22 lead for the Vikings. And we'll be right back with the halftime report from Chicago. And you are with us for the halftime show with Matt and Dylan right here. 24-22 at halftime. The Vikings lead over the Bruins. Just surprising that everyone thought that the Bruins would come in here and run all over the Vikings, which has not been the case at all. And Dylan, what have the Vikings done so far that has really shown why they're winning this game?
This game is supposed to be a huge upset in Baldwin's favor, and they're usually very successful against other teams due to their star players, such as Nassim Saleem, who we said in the pregame show is a top 25 player all along Long Island. For Washington tonight has done a great job shutting him down, because in the first quarter of the game, Saleem was stuck to taking outside shots. He wasn't able to drive in the lane, and he had less than 6 points overall in the entire half. Not very effective anywhere on the court, Nassim Saleem was, and you expect him to step it up here in the second half to bring Baldwin back into this game.
And I think, as you stated, containing Saleem, is what the Vikings need to do to continue to win this game and take the W here, which is going to be a big upset if that's the case. And they have forced a lot of turnovers, the Vikings have. So if they hold on to the basketball, I think that they will be very fine going into the second half. Dylan?
Baldwin is also still utilizing the full court press on the Vikings. If the Vikings at halftime drew up a couple plays to get out of that full court press and get to the basket early for quick, easy baskets, we saw in the first 5 minutes Port getting out of the press really early, passing in deep, and it was usually an odd man rush because the Bruins had three men on the wrong side of the court when Port had the ball on their side of the court. If Port gets out of the full court press and goes for easy baskets, they can run with this team all day long.
And we will see in just over a minute whether the Baldwin Bruins will continue with the full court press. The Vikings have been very successful breaking it, so I wonder if the Baldwin Bruins will fall back on it and just play normal defense and not, as you said, get the odd man rush every possession. Just over a minute left in halftime, and we'll be right back here with second half action from Schreiber High School.
We are back with second half basketball here at Schreiber High School. The Vikings taking on the Bruins and maintain a 2-point lead of 24-22 to start the third quarter. For Washington, rolling with seniors Stolper, Dash, Shanahan, and Ressa, and junior Joe Malconian. It'll be Baldwin ball, as Blackwell leads the ball up the Bruins. Guarded by Malconian, gets it to the right side. To Saleem, he finds Blackwell and deep to Jasmine, who goes up for an easy and one layup.
Quick basket for the Bruins, and the coach Trey Burton probably said in halftime, they need to come out here with a bang in the second half and really run over the Vikings.
Shanahan's on his third foul. You got to watch out for that as this game progresses. They do not need him coming out of the game. He is Point's best shooter thus far in this game. As Jazz, they miss the three points. Around by Leslie. And Shanahan, the most important player. Tipped away by Jackson, who drives in the lane with a backhand layup, no good. And Shanahan takes the ball, pushing up the court for the Vikings. Right at the free throw line, finds out. Pointing in deep, up and under, goes for the layup. He's fouled on the play. Shot does not go, but he will go to the line and shoot two. Good ball movement from the Vikings with 7:15 left here in the
fourth. Foul on Jackson, second.
Foul is on Jackson. That's his second foul in the game. And now Konyan will shoot two from the line. The Bruins rolling with Saleem, Green, Blackwell, Jackson, and Jasmine, their original starting five. And now Konyan's first attempt from the line. Off the front, where he moves around, and he's good to get 4-1 point lead.
Joe is shooting the foul shot very well tonight. I believe he is 5-for-5 now from the line.
Now Konyan shooting another one from the line. It takes his time as the players watch on. Goes back to the middle, now around the free throw line. Tries to find Saleem, almost kicked away by Russell. Grabbed by Saleem on the left side. Goes to drive on Russell, Jasmine sets a pick, he kicks it out to Jackson on the left wing. Now it's Jasmine at the free throw line. The shot in and out, rebounded by Russell. Stolper gets the ball and falls. And there is a travel on Jack Stolper. He did not maintain possession, but the call on Stolper is a travel anyways. And Dooley tries to talk with the ref.
The official is actually saying that he did maintain possession on the floor and in between the floor and his hands. That is why it was called a travel.
Vikings with a 2-point lead, just under 6 minutes remaining. As Blackwell brings up the ball, he pulls up right from the elbow. No good. Rebound to Shanahan. He gets the ball to Russell. Goes to one non-hand break. He goes for a layup off the backboard. No good.
Russell needs to start finishing from the layups. He could be very successful if he gets them going.
Blackwell drives into it. Pitch out to Jackson all the way around the basket. He goes for the jumper, and it's good. 2 points to Jordan Jackson.
Baldwin doing a very good job of faking the three, moving in for the 2-point shot and making it. And this entire game, they've been doing that very well.
Fortunately, good job beating the press early on as Shanahan brings up the ball for the Vikings. Stolper on the other side. He pulls up for the 2-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to Blackwell. Passes it up to Saleem, who picks it very quickly to the left wing to Jackson. Now to Saleem, wiping down the other side on the other side. He drives up, Russell goes behind the back. Jasmine in the post, guarded by Dash. Double teamed by Malcone. Puts up a shot anyway. And it goes off the back rim. No good. Rebound. Fought for it. But it's It'll be Vikings ball on their side of the court.
Good defensive stop from the Vikings on that possession. And they will look to capitalize with a good basketball.
Shanahan looking to beat the pass. Chucks it all the way up to Dash. Court looking for Manuel. Has recipes. Finds Malcone on the court. Now Konyan at the top, gives it to a wide open Shanahan on the left side, now guarded by Jackson. Stolper drives on the right side. Stolper puts up a floater block, rebound and Dash. Dash kicks it out to Stolper. Stolper finds Ress on the right wing, gives it cross court to now Konyan. Now top to the right wing. Stolper leads to Ress. Now back on top to Shanahan, he puts up a three.
Zero. And that's another three for the prolific shooter.
Saleem, guarded by Russell, drives in deep on him. Dash goes for the massive block, but the shot is no good. Rebound to Joe Malcone. Brings up the ball from the Vikings. 4:44 left. Vikings with a 3-point lead is wrestled by Malcone. And the shot is smacked away by Jasmine. And the Vikings ball under the Bruins basket.
That was a great pass from Russell to Malcone. And the shot was blocked, and it will be Vikings ball again. 26 left in the shot clock.
Throws up with a shot. No good. Big bounce on the rebound, corralled by Jackson. He now gets it to a streaking Blackwell. Goes up with a layup, and he is fouled hard by Daniel Dash driving into the paint.
Ash is in foul trouble early on in the third quarter right now, and we will see if they will do a change. I believe they will. A spear goes to the table and check in. Third with Bailey for the Vikings.
So Connor Shanahan and Daniel Dash both with 3 fouls apiece halfway through the third quarter. Not a good sign for Port Washington. They need them in the game right now. First attack from the free throw line from Blackwell is in. And out comes the other guy, Jack Sulfur. And Ben Spear and Mark Daly comes in for the Vikings. Baldwin rolling with the same starting five. Blackwell's attempt coming up to try to pull Baldwin within two here. Two here within one now. He's banks again. 29-28 Vikings. Baldwin with full court press. Dangerous pass by Shanahan. Out of the court. Daly screams from the bench. And now the up to a sweep. Shanahan up top. Calls out his play. He sets the pick. He rolls wide open inside the paint. He tries to find Spear. And the pass is not made. There's another turnover for Russell. We've seen that quite a lot tonight. Russell trying to make the extra pass in deep. But another turnover for him. Blackwell brings the ball up on the left side for the Bruins. Blackwell pulls up immediately. Shot no good. Almost. Not even a rebound attempt from Spear on that one. It was easily rebounded by Jasmine, who went up for the shot right away, and the shot was no good. A foul on Ben Spear. That's his first on the play.
And Daly and Spear both on that play put their hands up and just kind of shied away from the rebound, and they let Aldrin's player, excuse me, that is Jasmine, they let him get the wide open rebound and put up the lay-in for the foul shot.
Jasmine sinks both free throws as Baldwin moves to the center for Port Washington. Joe Maltoni not helping that out with a turnover right off the inbound. Now Salim at the top pulls up on Ressa. Off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for by Spear, and he brings it in. Maltoni brings it in 3:49 in the game. He drives up on Jackson. Jackson falls, Maltoni gets a cross to Russell. And Maltoni inside, decided to drive. Lost possession of the ball, but the foul is called on Nassim Saleem as he fouled Russell inside the paint.
Good aggressive. He drives in the basket. Down by one. The Vikings will look to score and take the lead.
That's Nassim's third foul. And Shanahan inbounds to Russell on the way. And Russell finds himself with the ball back on the line. He finds Mark Daly inside. Back to Shanahan for the corner three. And it's good from Shanahan. And it's a 3-point for Connery.
Shanahan will get another three. He's lighting it up right here in Charter.
Blackwell drives in deep for the Bruins. Now Jackson with an open lane outside. He goes in knee first into Joe Maltoni. No foul call. The layup was missed. And it was a Vikings ball. With 3:13 in the game, the Vikings hold a 2-point lead on the Baldwin Bruins. Mark Daly inbounds for the Vikings. Baldwin staying away from the full court press now. We haven't seen that all game. As Maltoni brings up the ball freely. Shot on the just beyond the court. This is Shanahan on the right side. Just beyond the right side. Shanahan, he pulls up from the three, but this time is no good. Rebound to Saleem. Saleem brings it forward to the left side, drives right, gives it to Blackwell, who pulls up from three. Three-pointer no good. Rebound fought for by Jasmine, corralled by Jasmine. On Ben Spear, gives the ball in deep, lobs it back on top to Jackson with the first cross for the Bruins. Blackwell attacked by Shanahan, he's in the post to Saleem. Guarded by Russell and Daly. Shot put up, no good. Rebound to Daly. Daly brings up the ball for the Vikings with 2:30 remaining in the third quarter. Yes, on the left. He's to the right wing. Shanahan drives left, puts him a left hand.
Phenomenal layup from Shanahan, who's lighting it up from all offensive sides right now.
Port leads 34-30. Saleem with the ball at the free throw line. He drives into the lane on all the Vikings. and he gets an and one left. That's a huge basket for Baldwin there, as they were trailing by four. The foul will be on that is the second foul. That's the Vikings' fourth foul. In comes Matthew Schmitz from Ben Spear to get some height out there against Jasmine, who's been dominating the boards all game. The Seam Saline will attempt one from the line after his very aggressive layup. He's attempting the line off the back rim, no good, good down by Russell. Portland's by two, 2 minutes remaining in the game.
Forcing him to be in foul trouble right now, taking a seat probably until the fourth quarter.
That's four fouls for Saline. That is huge when the Vikings come around to victory here. Until now, Tony has been doing the left. And it's good from Joe Malcolm. Blackwell pushing the pace. This is to Kamani Jones on the right side. He's called for a travel on the front. Two straight turnovers for the Bruins will have the ball with a 5-point lead with just over a minute remaining.
Very flustered right now from all sides of the ball with just the travel right there. I think that they are in need of a timeout, and we'll see if they call one right here.
Ball calls it to play for the ball. Drives right on the Bruins. This is Schmitz. He finds Johnny Malini down low. On the left hand. As the Bruins find themselves down by 70. Jones with the ball goes to the left side to McKenzie. McKenzie has the ball. The ball hits the head of Jones, and a very straight turnover for the Bruins.
Again, they're looking flustered, and their coach is not calling a timeout as they are now trailing by 7 with an opportunity for the Vikings to capitalize on that turnover and add to the lead.
15 seconds between shot clock and game clock. Shanahan drives on the Bruins. Gives it to Recipe on the perimeter. And now Shanahan drives inside, swatted away by Jasmine. McKenzie with the ball driving for the Bruins. He stops, kicks it back up top to Blackwell. He stops, puts up a three, barely hits the front of the rim. But Trey Wiggins grabs the ball on the offensive board and puts it in for an easy two. Puts the game within 5. 20 seconds remaining. Johnny Bailey beats the press. He goes for a crazy pass. Jones. And now Russell with the ball, 10 seconds left. This court looks for the last shot. And Shanahan with the ball, guarded by McKenzie. 6 seconds left on the shot clock. And now Russell goes up to the buzzer beater left. And that is our as the Vikings look for the big upset over the Bruins.
As we head into the fourth quarter, the Vikings lead by 7, 41-34. And the Vikings will bring it out on the sideline. And the rolling on the 5 right now for the Vikings is Matt Schmitz, Johnny Bellini, Connor Shanahan, Mark Daly, and Garrett Russell. Schmitz in the corner, passes to Russell in the post. Dish out to Daly at the top of the key. Daly finds Ressa back in the corner. Ressa drives. Nice pass to Schmitz. Up and under, blocked away by Riggins. And back the other way for Baldwin. McKenzie in the corner. Kicks it out to Blackwell. Blackwell from deep three, no good. Rebounded by Riggins on the offensive side, and he puts it in the line.
Two straight offensive rebounds for Riggins, who puts up an easy 2 points.
A good dribble move, and they'll break the press, getting it to Rooney at the top. Schmitz in the corner. Big pass. Back to Shanahan, backdoor cut in the paint, called for a traveling violation. And the Port Washington fans cannot believe it.
I saw
saw nothing there. That did not look like a travel stop.
And Daniel Dash will check in now. They need a big body on the court, and Matt Schmitz will take a seat. Blackwell bring it up for the Bruins. Guarded by Bellini, he drives left. Bounce pass to McKenzie on the left wing. McKenzie passes it off to Jones at the top. Jones with a dribble move, and he pulls it back out. Blackwell at the top. Reset, screen by Riggin, pull up from Blackwell, he connects from the 2-point. And Will Blackwell inbound to Shanahan, breaks the press to Daly, to Dash on the baseline, and Dash is called, Jasmine is called for the foul on Dash, and Dash, it will be on the floor. Vikings lead by 3 right now, and checking back in is Joe Mantonian from Mark Daly.
That call could have gone either way. It looks like Daniel Dash sort of glided on that play. And I thought they could have either called a travel, but the refs decided to call a push against the Bruins.
Shanahan will inbound, screen by Dash, and Shanahan finds Dash, tipped away by Joe. And that will be Vikings ball again with a reset 5 seconds to inbound the ball for Shanahan.
Indecisive for Shanahan on that one. It seemed he had Johnny Bellini at the point wide open.
And he finds Mantonian wide open on the right wing. Mantonian will pull it back out to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble and passes it across to Shanahan. Shanahan across court pass to Ressa. Ressa, another cross court pass to Mantonian. And Mantonian is guarded by Blackwell. He will drive in the corner. Bounce pass to Ressa. Ressa with a nice dish to Dash, and Dash cannot handle it. He was not ready for that one. The Bruins will come the other way. Jones drives left on the baseline, puts up the nice lay, and it's good. And just like that, the Bruins have cut it to a 1-point game. Bellini will break the press, and it's stolen away, and it's a jump ball call on the play. Great defense from McKenzie, Jones, and Blackwell, and we have a jump ball, and the ref will signal that I believe it is Bruins ball.
No one expected these Bruins to let up. They're a much better team than they've been playing. And they're showing it right now with 6 straight points to open the fourth quarter to cut this lead to 1 with 6-12 remaining.
Well, timeout called by the Vikings. 41-40 they lead, and we'll be right back here after the timeout. And the Bruins will inbound it under their own basket as they win the jump ball. Possession was theirs. 41-40 for the Vikings leading by 1. 6-12 left in the fourth quarter, and the inbound is to Blackwell in the corner. He jab steps a little bit, and he will pull it back out to the right wing. He will drive on the lead, pull up from the elbow. He connects, and just like that, the Bruins take the lead. It's been all Bruins so far in the fourth quarter. Bellini receives the inbound. He's double-teamed, and he finds a way to get out of it. Mantonian, a cross-court pass to Shanahan. Shanahan's pass is tipped away, and won by the Bruins. McKenzie will corral it back the other way. Blackwell to Jones in the corner for 3. He hits the 3, a big 3-pointer, putting the Bruins up by 4. With basketball right now, Bellini will get it. He drives, floater, he connects off the glass. A nice floater finish from the junior, Johnny Bellini.
Big shot from Bellini there. The youngster getting a good bucket to keep forward in this game and from total collapse.
Blackwell bring it up, guarded by Bellini after the big bucket, 45-43. Dribble move, 3-pointer for Blackwell, no good. Rebounded by Big Man Dash. A good, strong rebound for the big man. Shanahan will come the other way, slows it down for the Vikings. McKenzie slaps the floor, and Shanahan loves it. Shanahan passes to the right to Bellini, who drives again. Bounce pass to Dash. Dash cannot finish, and he tips it. It's off the Bruins. Dash will, the Vikings will regain possession. Many thought that was off Dash.
John Bellini's really stepped up his game here after that jump ball. And he had against them early on. And now he's really finding his groove here late in the game.
Shanahan will inbound, and he will find Bellini in the corner. Bellini will fake the 3. Bounce pass to Russell in the post. A cross-court pass to Shanahan, who fakes the 3. Pulls up from mid-range, and he can't hit off the back iron. Rebound offensively by Ressa. Ressa gives Mantonian for 3. No good. And it's rebounded by Jasmine. 4.5 left. Baldwin leads by 2, 45-43. And Blackwell will slow it down. By Darius Burton, head coach of the Bruins. And we'll be right back with the last 4.5 left of regulation. After the timeout, the Baldwin Bruins will Jones, Blackwell, McKenzie, Riggins, and Jasmine. And the Vikings will roll with Shanahan, Malconian, Bellini, Ressa, and Dash. And McKenzie gets the inbound pass at the top, guarded by Shanahan. It's a mismatch. Shanahan is much taller. And McKenzie, excuse me, Blackwell wide open for three. He cannot get a bad miss. Bellini gets the rebound, corrals it, and will go the other way. Shanahan in the corner. Shanahan will come back with just over 4 minutes left. Coach of Baldwin, Coach Burton is screaming right now. And Shanahan will get it in the corner again. Ressa at the top. Jab step. And he is called for a traveling violation with 3:58 left. Costly turnover for the Vikings as they could have tied the game or taken the lead by one.
Not the play the Vikings wanted to do there. They had Ressa up top for a wide open lane in the middle. But he traveled on his first step, which is not a good result.
And McKenzie will get it. Dribble move. Loses Shanahan, but Shanahan catches up. Jones on the right wing. He will pass off to Blackwell at the top. Blackwell, dribble move against Bellini. He will pull back to the free throw. He will drive again. Drives in on Dash. Quarter from the paint. It's good. Good offensive move from Blackwell. The Vikings are quickly in that lead. And Malconian goes down the middle of the court. No call. Shanahan gets it with the ball at the right wing. In the corner now. Picks up his dribble. Cross-court pass. Almost stolen away. Bellini gets it. Passes to Dash. Dash to the top of the key on the left wing. Excuse me, to Malconian. 3:12 left. And a foul is called on Daniel Dash. He cannot believe it again. That is Daniel's fifth foul of the game. And Coach Dooley is screaming at the officials to call the game both ways. As many think that they have not been doing that all day. And Blackwell will get the ball at the top with just over 3 minutes left of the Bruins lead by four. He drives left in the paint. Layup. It's in off the glass. A 6-point Bruins lead. 49-43. Just under 3 minutes left. Inbound is stolen away, but out of bounds. Vikings will regain possession. Calling the inbound once again from the sideline this time.
Vikings have had a lot of calls not go their way this quarter. That can't stop them now. Down by six with less than 3 remaining.
Inbound pass is stolen away, but steps out of bounds into Blackwell. Vikings will regain it once again. And it'll be on the sideline. Shanahan will inbound this time. Calls the play. Slaps the ball. And Malconian will get the inbound pass. Bellini almost stolen away. Bellini passes to Ressa. Shanahan. Left wing three, off the front rim, but offensively rebound and tipped out of bounds by Malconian. Bruins regain possession, and going to the table is Celine, who will check in for Riggins. Celine is in foul trouble, but they need him right now to capitalize on this lead. He inbounds to McKenzie. 6-point lead, 49-43. Celine will bring it up with 2:30 left to play in the ballgame. He will slow it down. As he's guarded by Ressa at the top. Chewing down the clock. The Bruins like to do this in the late games that they are leading in. And Celine will get it. Top of the key. He drives. Passes out to Blackwell. Blackwell for three. No good. Dash with a big rebound for Vikings. Outlet pass. No press anymore. Celine will get it. Top of the key. He goes left. Passes to Shanahan. Shanahan loses the defender. And Shanahan is fouled with a reaching foul. And the foul is on number three, Blackwell.
Good move by Shanahan there. Look for Fort to feed him every single possession. He is their hottest shooter and their most prolific scorer.
And coming out now is Celine. Back in is Riggins. Inbounds to Bellini. Bellini on the right wing. Gives to Shanahan on the right, in the left corner, excuse me. A nice dish in the lane for Malconian, who finishes and Ward.
Excellent work by Connor Shanahan on that one. He found Joe Malconian running the baseline. And an excellent layup attempt from Malconian. And a seemingly unnecessary foul. It was a late attempt by the Baldwin player. It looked like Malconian was in for an easy layup.
Foul on Jasmine. That is his fourth. And back in is Celine. He just checked out. He will come right back in a couple seconds later. 1:55 left. 49-45. Bruins. And Malconian will go to the line. Silence in the gym. And he sinks the free throw. Cutting it to a 3-point lead for Bruins. Behind the back move from Blackwell. Coming the other way with 1:50 left to play.
gets it. And the shot by Jones for three. No good. John Henry with the rebound. He is smacked in the face by Jasmine, but no foul is called. And John Henry will reset the offense with a minute and a half left. Driving in is Malkonian in the paint. Out to Bellini in the corner. Bellini drives on the baseline. Bounce pass to Ressa. He cannot corral it. Jones the other way. Pass is tipped by Malkonian. But Celine gets it, and he is fouled. A very good foul by Shanahan, stopping the basket, forcing Celine to go to the line as they lead by three with a minute 17 left.
Good foul by Shanahan on that one. He had to track back all the way to the other side of the court to catch up. That's his fourth foul on Connor Shanahan, and Celine will go to the line and shoot two huge free throws for Baldwin.
And the first shot from Celine is good, and coming in for the Vikings is Spear. Taking a breather is Big Man Dash. A minute 17 left, 50-46. The Bruins lead. Celine with his second shot. And it is good once again.
For the Vikings here as they are down to five. Screen by Spear at the top. Shanahan on the right wing. Dribble moves, passes to Spear at the top of the key. Backdoor cut by Marconi and does not find him. Ressa in the corner. Ressa driving into the paint. Lefty floater. He cannot finish. Offensive rebound by Ressa. He goes back up and finishes that time. Great offensive rebound from Ressa. And a timeout is called by the Vikings as there is 50 seconds left and they are down by three. A big possession coming up for the Bruins. And we'll bring it to you right back after this timeout.
Coming out of the break, it's 51-49. Bruins lead. They will inbound. 50.4 seconds on the clock, and the Vikings called the timeout to go over this press that they have right now. And the Bruins give it to McKenzie, and he'll pick it up. Bellini guards him. 40 seconds left. Jackson back in. He will find Celine. Celine almost loses it. Bellini gains it. Double dribble, if not called. Excuse me, I thought I saw a double dribble there.
Blackwell falls down and gets back up, having the possession. McKenzie, he drives. Celine, jab set. At the top, he drives in the paint. Jordan Jackson for three. He cannot connect. Dash with the rebound. With 15 seconds left, down by three. Timeout is called. With 11.8 seconds, Dooley takes a timeout. 51-48 lead for the Bruins. Vikings basketball, and we will have it right here from WDOT Port Washington after this.
We are back here with 11.8 left in regulation. 51-48, the Bruins lead. And it will be Vikings basketball. Dylan, do you think that they will settle to tie the game with a three, or will they drive and hope to get fouled for the end one?
I think you gotta get the ball to Connor Shanahan and trust his ability to put up a three. I'm sure Baldwin will be all over Connor Shanahan coming out of this timeout and they'll draw all of their attention to him. Look for a possible Joe Malconian shot again. We saw him in another game earlier. So expect him to do something as well.
And the inbound pass is to Shanahan. Malconian gets the backboard pass off the backboard shot. And it's a jump ball.
Off the rebound by Celine. Jump ball is called. And that is Vikings basketball with 6.4. The Vikings catch a huge break with Malconian missing the three-pointer, and yet again, the Vikings will take a timeout to go over the play. With 6.4 left, they trail by three in hopes of tying this game. The play should go to Connor Shanahan, and we will see right after this. 6.4 left, we are back with WDOT Port Washington. The play is drawn up by Coach Dooley, and Ressa will inbound under the own basket, down by three, 51-48. Again, 6.4 left. Ref blows the whistle, Ressa will inbound. And the pass is tipped. He finds Shanahan. Shanahan jab set. Pulls up from three. No good off the front rim. Rebounded by Malkonian, who pulls up from three and cannot hit. And the Vikings go down with a devastating loss as they almost complete the upset. They lose by one basket, 51-48. Two contested three-pointers at the end, I would say. And the Vikings go down, and they fall to 2-4. And the Baldwin Bruins pick up their first W of the season. And Dylan, that is it for us here. for the Vikings loss, once again, 51-48. So long from Matt Levine and Dylan Spilko from Schreiber High School.